Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I was quite surprised to read about the resignation of Fire Chief Bill Gillespie 3 weeks ago. No fuss, no muss, no bother. According to the media, there was no scandal, no misappropriation of funds, or as so many other resignations or quick leaving of jobs lately, no sex scandal. The Chief's article in the Times Standard was very low-key and only talked of his appreciation for the job and his feelings for his crew and the public. Very interesting, as some comic used to say on TV. Too bad we couldn't have gotten the reason for the abrupt leaving of the Chief. Speaking of sex scandals, position in the employment situations doesn't seem to have any bearing on someone getting fired, such as Matt Lauer. What a shock. I am getting so sick and tired of our politicians and the Democratic-Republican approaches to everything. I think we need to do away with political parties and just elect people who are only interested in what's right for the country. Listening to the commentaries on the media or reading about them in the newspapers is frustrating, as we hear comments especially about taxes and other major items that affect all of us. How many of these politicos are speaking for the party instead of their personal views? Given the results of last November's election, where Hillary got the majority of the votes but Trump won the election, I think we ought to do away with the Electoral College. As I think the reason for the Electoral College was, it was used when the country was just getting going and there was no communication between the states, and it took time to get it all together. I may be wrong, but now in the light of instant communication, it doesn't appear to be necessary. I am not crazy about Hillary, but she seems to be more politically aware than Donald Trump, who seems to spend most of his time tweeting and putting other people down. The people he has chosen for his cabinet and other prime positions seem to be dropping away at a rapid pace because of lying or being unhappy with their positions. I have to say goodbye to a couple of men who have passed away recently. One is Jerry Kalivas, who has been very active in public affairs. I just saw him at the Veterans Day celebration. Another is Nathan Smith, a fellow barbershopper and a veteran, who, when they asked veterans to stand up during the commemoration of their time served, stood from the Second World War through Korea and Vietnam. Nate was at nearly every barbershop rehearsal, despite the fact that he was in almost daily dialysis, which is a draining procedure. He also sang with the Ferndale Choir and was looking forward to going to Carnegie Hall. So goodbye, guys. It was good knowing you. As I've said before, thanks to Dial-A-Ride for their service. It's great. And thanks to all the folks who donated to Humboldt State Football to keep it going. And just where does Donald Trump get the idea that where the capital of Israel is located is any of his business? This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.